Because, you know, here she is portrayed. You look at this. She's riding on the beast, so she's intimately connected with the beast, the dragon, and however you want to, you know, work all that. Doesn't matter. I'm talking spiritually. She is arrayed in purple, royalty, and scarlet. Red and purple, very royal colors, you know. And she's decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. I've often wondered, when the Antichrist comes, how he's going to deal with things. And if he isn't going to be actually kind of severe with a lot of people. You know, like who haven't believed on him, quote unquote. And just really work the Christians who are going to fall away. Really work them. They are the ones whom he clothes in purple. You knew I was real. You knew I was God. You believed in me. Enter into, this is your kingdom. This is going to be your reign. You're going to reign with me. And they jump right into bed with him at the outset. You know, it says in the book of Isaiah in chapter 15, when it talks about the king of Babylon.
14.
About his ways. You know, he said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And we know from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that Paul said he is going to exalt himself and make a show of himself that he's God. But there it also says, you know, he's going to be brought down to the grave, to the sides of the pit. And one of the crimes he's accused of is that he has slain his people. Destroyed his land, you thus destroyed thy land, slain thy people. And while that could refer to the people who are married to him through the whore, through that dynamic, or it could refer possibly to people who are sort of in his control now. And all the people who serve Satan may not get treated very well by Satan when he comes here, because he's not so interested in them. He already owns them. And, you know, there's going to be men, you read in the trumpets, there's going to be some slaying and death when he comes. There are going to be things, that, you know, the trumpets, there's going to be men killed. And it's going to be at the same, and then he appears, and who he kills is going, could be very well people who the church doesn't approve of. Because at that point, I mean, who knows? I don't know exactly how it's going to operate. But the basics are very clear. But it provokes that thought in me. You know, she is decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. You know, she is the... Because you had to be... To be the whore, you have to be espoused to Christ. He that hath shall receive all the more, and from him that hath shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. You know, it's not that you can't lose your salvation. But... You may think you have something and have nothing at all. And that which you seem to have can be taken away. You know, that's Luke. It's either chapter 8 or 18. I believe it's 18. Actually, I think it's chapter 8, verse 18. What we seem to have can be taken away. Because there's all kinds of people. Look at, like I said when we talked about the churches, they seem to be churches. And so... They claim to be churches, so God judges them as churches. But that doesn't mean he has given grace to them as he gives grace to the church. It's like the man with one talent, you know. Thou wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I was an austere man. And you took what I gave you and you hid it. That's what I said, and it has a lot to do with our faith. Honestly, it has a lot to do with true faith in Christ. Because true faith in Christ will lead you to things. And you will go on, and you will have growth. There are lots of fakes out there. That's it. And I'm not accusing anyone, I'm just stating a fact. There are lots of fake Christians. And they're all going to wind up in bed with the devil. There are lots of them. Many, many, many of them. And they will rejoice in the death of the saints, the blood of the martyrs. Yes, he wonders at her. So, you know, I kind of breezed over the first parts. She sits on many waters, as explained. Those are peoples and multitudes and nations. You know, the over all the world. It's a worldwide phenomenon. You know, I mean, because right now people look at the Christian church and the splinteredness of it. Because they look at the church as these earthly institutions and how they're all separated. When the truth is, the true church of God is united in God's spirit. And that's totally invisible. And he is working silently where men don't see often. In his time, he brings forth his truth. In his time, he brings forth his servants. And in his good time, everything is going according to plan. And men don't see it. They can't detect it. When the false Christ comes, when the falling away occurs, when he appears, because he appears, and that's the main touchstone for the falling away, and that's where it's really the main catalyst. It's like I had friends who said they thought the falling away has already happened. I understand what they're saying, but if you look in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you read about those churches. He calls them churches, and he deals with them as though they're churches. And that my thought goes into that very strongly, that they are not, you know, there is still something from which to fall away there. Their candlesticks are, he walks in the midst of those candlesticks, and he says, I will take away your place. He gives a place to all those. And they're very corrupt, even there. So just having corrupt doctrine or having sin in your church does not mean that, well, they're just not Christians. You know, they're just not, I know there's problems. But God deals with them as that, and that's how they become the whore, and that's how that becomes a true apostasy. I don't think the real apostasy has happened. Not like it shall happen. It's sort of like Antichrist. There are little antichrists, and there are small apostasies going on. But we can't make a mountain out of a molehill here. The things that people are going apostate in now are somewhat, I mean, they're definitely problematic. They're nothing to snuff at. But God, in his grace and mercy, you know, I think about all the errors I carry with me for most of my life. And he has still dealt with me. He still heard my prayers, and he gave his spirit to me and enlightened me. And it would be extremely foolish of me not to consider, not to look at that. And then when I look at other people, to not be too harsh in judging them. And not to judge them at all. Judge nothing before the time. Certainly when it comes to that, I don't know what's happening.
I mean, we still judge the works. We still differentiate between what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong.